Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Whose stories I love a lot. Yes, this guy, Alan.
I have your shrinky geblast.
Yeah, that is a legend. That is a legend. That is a legend.
We should get him on my show one night.
Yeah, you must. Alan, yeah.
He's bang for I, yeah. He's very slim, my money.
Te veel. Ek hou baie van hom. Ons praat baie as ons 'n kiek saam doen. So, my maat gesê altyd, jy moet jou eie kop stamp. Ja, ek kan jou sê, nee, dat is een muur daar, maar jy gaan my nie glo as jy nie jou eie kop stamp nie.
Nou, vertel my nou, jy is nou so bekend, allemaal ken jy en so aan, jy het hard humble beginnings, jy was school toe geloop, jy het daarom skoene gehad, maar soos jy sê, jy het nie geweet hoe zwaar jy eindelijk gekry het nie, nou kom jy achter. En hoe voel jy nou, al die mense vibe vir jou, hulle is so nice en so aan, hulle respecteer jou, dit is een lekker ding. When it comes to charity and things, you probably get so many calls. Like, can you come and help?
It's very irritating.
It is, because you can't do everything for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, it's very irritating that people just think that you owe them. Yeah, like behind every successful story, there's always a heartbreaking story, you know? The work that you had to put in and stuff. And also, it's like, you know, again, point of reference. So they... people have a certain point of reference and a certain way of thinking, and they think, he's just a joke teller. He can come tell jokes at our function. You know, so it's point of reference. Whereas, and I do my part for charity, Islamic Relief. Annually, I make sure that I'm free to do their gigs for them. Yeah.
When is that book coming out called Point of Reference?
I don't know. I want to actually make a movie. There was before Point of Reference is Eliminate the Element of Surprise.
Aha. Yeah. That could be chapter one.
Yeah. There's the concepts I speak about eliminate because people is constantly surprised these days, you know?
Yeah.
Like I wrote this thing called Let's Flip HIV to HIV Victory. I don't know if you guys remember the Scrutinize campaign. Eliminate the Element of Surprise, Scrutinize. Let's Flip HIV to HIV Victory. It was like a campaign I did in the late 2000s with USAID and JS, John Hopkins University.
Did you get a lot of complaints about that or not?
No, we actually won lots of awards.
Oh, is it? But a lot of people didn't get it.
Not really. It you know what it was? It was because you see, there's certain things that's not going to change. For instance, needs analysis is not going to change. Maslow's theory of hierarchy, Maslow's theory of needs, it's not going to change. So what needs to change is your behavior. Again, it's the constant. It's your point of reference towards that. So the snake is just a constant. In the Bible, it says the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money.
Not money, yeah.
Yeah, money is just a constant. It's your reaction and your perception and you, how you go towards it and treat it. That becomes the root of all evil. So again, you know when people... when there's people criticizing you and there's people that don't like something, even me myself, I always try and ask myself, why don't I like that? Because you can't just not like anything. There has to be some intrinsic reason within yourself that you get offended. Why? So for instance, like bacon, for instance, I don't like bacon, but it's because I've never ate bacon in my life and the point of reference around me was like, bacon is bad, it's pig and you're Muslim and you can't eat bacon and stuff and whatever. And so I can understand why I don't like bacon. Whereas another person loves bacon. Like you look like you eat bacon and eggs every morning.
But on a Sunday, I will not make breakfast at 10 in the morning naked. while I'm doing the bacon, you know, I'm warning everybody it hurts.
No, but you understand, you get my drift. So, so if you don't like something or you get offended by something, then there's something intrinsically in you that brings out that anger, that brings out that hate, that brings out that dislike. And then you must always do this introspection and think to yourself, why do I dislike that? And then once you get to that point, then you know, okay, that's the reason why that person like it, that's his point of reference, That doesn't mean mine is better. That doesn't mean his is better, but you understand where it comes from and why I don't like certain things.
How do you feel about social media? I mean, it's like after a couple of beers, you watch a rugby game like me, and then I tweet weird stuff. You know, do not drink and tweet. You know what I mean? So social media has opened up a whole, because you're your own journalist now, you're your own comedian. You can do whatever you like.
I think that social media gives everybody a voice.
Mm.
And with having a voice comes responsibility. And certain people do it specifically and intentionally just to rile up other people.
Mm.
And in other people, then it again boils down to point of reference. Like on social media, the Bashir thing that just happened right now. So for certain people, it's like our government trampled on our constitution by letting him go because there was a court order that said he must get arrested. Then there's reports saying that our troops in Sudan, that was supposed to be peacekeepers, was actually kidnapped by the Sudanese army. Then there's other reports that says that there's a hypocritical ICC because the United States is not even part of the Roman Pact that was signed for the International Criminal Court to arrest people. So they're not adhering to that. Yet they're the ones that say, why don't you arrest the guy? In the meantime, they're not even part of that treaty that was signed. So then you get certain, like, why do you want to arrest this guy? Because he had atrocities, he killed people in Darfur and in Jos and in southern Sudan. But then there's other places where people is getting killed exactly the same way, and people is just throwing a blind eye. And we all know which country it is about, hoping that it's gonna go away. So if Assad is gonna get arrested, people must get me right here. I'm not defending him. I'm not saying he's a good guy or a bad guy even. I'm just saying, like, what's good for the goose must be good for the gander. So if the same people is getting upset because he wasn't arrested, why do they allow certain other people where there's proof that there's whole crimes being committed go free or just a blind eye? And the Israel-Palestine situation, the Syrian situation, the certain places in Iran, that situation. Look at Crimea and Ukraine. Russia just came in and just took over there, and there was atrocities committed there. So now, so certain African leaders is, I think they have the right to say that. Why should that law apply to only certain leaders of the world and not apply to everybody else in the world when the same, if not worse, atrocities happen in their own countries? So yeah, I can see. Again, it's point of reference. Mm. And if you have social media, you have a voice. So Jan Piet Pompies can also say something now. And it's not like in the past where you just have to keep quiet and keep that anger in. He can use his social media to...
So your true character comes out eventually. Because that's you. You're setting that tweet. And eventually people go like, that is... that you build
Piet
up that
Pompies
character.
Yeah, that's Piet Pompies.
So I can interview Piet Pompies said, "Shoo, I can buy a funny politiek. I have iets van dit." So on. And I say, say. And I make eindelijk sense. Maar I verwoordelijk so stil gebleven of iets in die pub gezien.
Yeah, exactly. And that gives people power. And that empowerment comes with power comes responsibility. So... are you going to use social media to better the world, or are you going to use it to just criticize? Which is fine. It's fine to criticize and stuff, but you must also ask yourself, why do I think that way?
What do you think about, do you follow Steve Hoffmeyer on Twitter?
No.
Not at all. You haven't? Or whatever. No, I follow him.
I haven't. The thing about that is also, sometimes you wonder what's the intention really.
Yeah.
So if it comes from a good place, or if it comes from a place in your heart where you're actually passionate about it, then you ask, okay, he's passionate, it comes from a good place, but you can't be passionate about being a killer, for instance. This is just an example.
Yeah.
So you can say, yes, this guy is really passionate. He loves his job, he loves his people, but what is he doing? Pablo Escobar was the biggest drug lord ever in the entire world. He was passionate about being a drug lord. So you have to be respecting for that passion and the work ethic and how he cared for his family and his organization and how he drove the Medellin cartel to a point where they actually could buy the Colombian government. That's respectful. It's his hard work, but the outcome, the deed itself, that's not. You know what I'm saying? I read the other day, there's this guy. Do you know the difference between the one guy was a drunk, he was a philanderer, he didn't come home to his wife, he was out sleeping out every night. The other guy was church going guy. He didn't drink, he didn't smoke, he didn't do anything. He was just there reading, writing books and stuff. So which guy, what I just said now, is the better guy? The guy that don't smoke, that don't drink, that guy is Hitler, and the other guy is Winston Churchill. Mm. So, you know, you can't. It's the intention, and the outcome of that intention. That's why in Islam they say niyyah is the most important thing. So your intention is the most important thing.
We're going to take a bit of a break. My in-studio guest is Joey Razdin, 3794, Twitter cost of R1.50. This is a good one. Hi, my question for Joey is, is he ever serious? He always has a smile on his face. Regards, Tiffany. You were very serious there, but you still had that smile. You still had that smile, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I'm more serious than not. More often than not.
Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.